And so you know what time it is.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Yes, yes, it is Super Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Snap.
If you're in Virginia, I hope you have voted already. The polls close this evening, so get on out there. It's March 3rd, 2020, a beautiful 60 degrees. So it's the biggest election day in the party's primary calendar, right? 14 states hold primaries today. We might see some more contenders drop out. Of course, we saw Klobuchar and Buttigieg throw their support behind Biden. He seems to be the one to beat. Polls are open until 7. Get out and vote, please. All right, D.C., the health officials, mayor's office, big press conference today talking about the coronavirus and the response. Thank goodness, no cases in the DMV. And basically, they say that the chances and the risk remain low here. But today, city leadership basically laid out D.C.'s plans to monitor and respond to the coronavirus.
So how are you guys using hand sanitizer a lot?
Well, you're really supposed to wash your hands for 20 seconds.
Okay.
That's the best thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're trying to gouge the prices of hand sanitizers on Amazon and all that kind of stuff.
You know, I went to Costco earlier, and they got a limit on how many you can buy.
Yeah.
You know what?
They say washing your hands with warm water and soap, that's still the answer. Mayor says they're trying to get more testing kits and all that, though, equipment.
I was going to ask you, do they have the testing kit? This is the most whack response I think I've seen, not just in D.C., but right. in general.
Right.
We're saying the cases, but we don't have the tests to test people.
Right. Well, we have
and then the solution is washing hands.
Well, we have all the information on our website. You can go and see everything,
whur.com. Oh, it's up now?
Yeah,
okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome, that's good. Okay, and last but not least on my timeline, well, looks like it happens to a whole lot of us.
Huh?
Wendy Williams, she's just having a girls' trip shopping with NeNe Leakes and Marlo Hampton from Real Housewives, of course. And Bergdorf Goodman, I'm saying the name of the store in Manhattan, okay. when she says she was racially profiled by staff. Okay, here she is on her show.
So I ended up buying a negligee. Oh, you know, yeah, new color. NeNe bought a handful of gowns, you know, $2,000 a piece. Marlo charged a whole bunch of stuff. But let me tell you something about these girls. We not just shopped, we went upstairs and we had lunch the whole bit. Like, it was the three of us take over. And can I tell you something about security? They treated us like the hood that they treat us. Yep. And that's all I'm gonna say. You can earn what you want, you can do what you want, but when you are what you are, you better not be surprised at how people treat you.
Unbelievable.
And not with a lit credit card followed.
Yeah.
Followed like we might have to do something.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And so, she said that, you know, they were going back and forth whether to say anything. She rubbed the back of her hand, but we don't know what she's talking about when you talk about when you are what you are.
Arthritic?
So my question to you is, Mark, you must not ever been followed around in a store or anything.
Are but you that kidding feeling? Me? You think my 300-pound bald head has not
okay.
been followed?
So
are you
know
kidding
that,
me?
So you know the
yes,
feeling.
Yes, I know the feeling. Every time
feeling.
I go to the store, I'm followed around.
And I like what Wendy said. Doesn't matter how much money you make, mm-hmm. if you're going to be racially profiled, especially in a store where people don't think you can afford it,
that's not good.
That is, I find it really, really horrendous.
Has it happened to you before?
Of course it has. Mm-hmm. Of course it has.
Do you,
but I'll
do
turn
you
around
drink and make a
and
you address
something.
Them?
May
right.
I,
okay.
Yes. Hello. Right. And I also hate when they don't speak when you walk in, and I wait. Oh, you could speak to that person. Uh-huh. What's the difference here? So you know, I don't know. I just want to hear if you have had one of these experiences out there, and you want to sound off and vent about it. Please call us 202-432-WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Call now, 202-432-WHUR.